The seas ever shining, oh, ever shining, ever shine, he's ever shining, ever, oh, Jesus is shining, ever shining, ever shining. Shining ever, oh Jesus is shining ever, shining, oh ever, shining, oh ever, shining, ever, shining, Jesus, I know, Jesus, ano penha, ano penha, ano penha, ano penha, ano. Jesus, Jesus is shining, ever shine, oh, ever shine. Shining ever, oh Jesus is shining ever, shining, oh ever, shining, oh ever, shining, ever, shining.
Amen. Yes, truly, he's ever shining. Has the rising of the sun ever failed? Nope. Amen. Amen. Even as we see this morning, oh, the brightness of the sunshine, the sun continues to overshine. Yes, praise the Lord. And we thank the Lord that he ushered us into the beginning of another week, and that we can look back and see all what he has done for us. The week that has passed, our going out, coming in, his sustaining power in our homes, he's been so grateful to us. Amen. So merciful to us. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you always shine, Lord. How even the sun never fails to rise to God. And we thank you for the rising of the sun, even on that day, O God, that had brought life, O God, unto us, O Lord. Father, we thank you that this morning you have opened all your loving arms to receive us, O God, to begin the week right in your presence, Lord. Father, we say thank you for all that you've done for us the week that has passed. And Lord, we are looking forward the beginning of this week also, the Lord, our blessings will not fail, O God. Even as it starts right now, O God, with our Sunday school, Lord, you are the teacher. Yes, sir. Come, Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Come and take your word. Amen. And Lord, minister your word of bread, O God, hallelujah, into our souls. Yes, as Lord, we sit humble at your feet, O God. Help us, Lord Jesus. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. As we are standing, we are still on our studies, the divine nature. So we shall read two scriptures this morning. We will go back to our number scripture, that's 2 Peter. 2 Peter 1, Today we shall read from the verse 4. We are on the virtue. Last week, we spoke a little about faith, the foundation. So we will look at the virtue, what the Holy Spirit will give to us this morning. Amen. So let's read from verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Amen. So, this morning we will look at the virtue. But let's read another scripture in 1 Corinthians 3, 10. Very, very important. Because we are building a house. Amen. A spiritual house. That is not made by hands, but by the Spirit of God. Amen. Let's listen to Apostle Paul. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. Amen. But, see, listen closely. But let every man take heed. Does give all diligence. Let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Amen. Lord, we thank you to the reading of your word. May you be seated. God richly bless you. So I welcome you back once again to our studies on the divine nature of God. Yes, we have started building that divine living temple of God. A house that is not built with hands, but it has foundation, faith as its foundation. Amen. A spiritual house. Yes, faith, as we heard last week, you remember the prophet put out a question. He said, what is the foundation of Christianity? And he answered that question himself and he said, faith in the word of God. The foundation of Christianity. Faith in the word of God. The prophet said, that's your foundation. Amen. So we see that faith holds the key. The prophet said, faith holds the key. It holds the key that unlocks Christ to the people. It unlocks it. It unlocks the word. And then it reveals it. Amen. Faith unlocks Christ to us. What is in Christ? So that our very image will be like him. His thoughts. And so last week even we called Moses as an example. He said, but what? The scripture says what? By faith. See? By faith. When Moses was come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Look at all the goodies around him. But he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the children of God. That's what? The mind of God. See? Choosing rather to suffer affliction with this. The children of God, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater than all the riches that Egypt could give up to him. Amen. So faith holds the key. It reveals Christ, the word, you see, the righteousness of God unto our life. The righteousness of God, it reveals into our life, you see. The prophet says, so that we become a virtuous Christian in the stature of God and be a living tabernacle for the living God to dwell in. Amen. See, a well-prepared house, then he comes and live in it. Because already the scripture says so, that ye are the temples of the living God. And he said he would do what? He would dwell in them, walk in them, and you will be his God, and we will be his people. Yes, sir. Amen. And so, faith holds that key, faith in the word. Amen. So the prophet said, today, we are going to try to take that same key to unlock the way. He said, notice, you must be born again. And you can't be born again without having faith. Amen. You cannot be born again without having faith. Amen. So faith is the foundation. Faith is the key. Praise the Lord. So you see that my chat, please. You see that the prophet said, so you see on my chart here, is that working? All right. You see my chart here, faith, I got it as the very foundation. Faith is the foundation of all of it. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. So the prophet said, first thing, have faith and be born again. That's the laying of the foundation. Then after laying the foundation, you add to your foundation, as Peter said, add to your faith virtue. See? Now, the prophet said, when you mention virtue, it knocks out a lot of people because they don't understand it. He said, virtue, people take it as what? Living a virgin life. That's how many people take it, that being, having virtue, that means you are living a virgin life. Yeah, very good to live a virgin life. That's fine. Amen. But he said, what does the Bible say? In the book of Luke, it said, virtue went out of him. You see? Virtue went out of him. You know that that incident. Amen. That woman with the issue of the blood. Praise the Lord. When she had believed in her heart that this man, I've heard so much about him, that he can heal all manner of diseases, even the dead are raised. Amen. And so I believe that even holding the helm of his dress, I'll be healed. Oh, what faith is this? Great faith. That's great faith, my brother. Because it wasn't written in anywhere. There was nowhere that it has been what? Said that when you hold the helm of Jesus' cloth, you'll be healed. There wasn't anywhere. So is faith. Faith is a substance of thing what? Hoped for. The evidence of thing not seen. You hope for it. Yes, I know when I hold it, I'll be healed. Amen. See. So the prophet said, as it is in the word, he said, virtue went out of him. And then he said, what is virtue? He said, virtue is strength and power. So we are going to look into this. See, whatever the prophet says, we want to delve deep into all those things. Yeah, he has said this. He has laid all these things for us. Praise the Lord. And we need to get deeper into what he has said because it holds a lot. Amen. So virtue is strength and is power. And he said, if we are going to be like him, if we are going to be like Jesus, we must have faith then. We must have it. to be like him. We must have faith to be like him. Praise the Lord. If virtue went out of him to heal the woman that was sick, he is expecting the same virtue in his church because he was our example. If he had virtue to give to the people, he expects us to have virtue to give to the people as well. Amen. You see, remember the man that was born from the womb, he was lame and was seated at the gate of the beautiful temple. Amen. Gate beautiful, that temple. That's where always he comes and sit to ask for alms. And we know how one day Peter and John, as they were about to enter the synagogue, this man stretched forth his hands to ask for alms. Amen. You see, what did Peter say? He said, silver and gold I have none, but as much as I have, I give unto you. See, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. Amen. He gave, see, virtue went out of him to heal that man. Praise the Lord. That's what the prophet said. God wants to see such in his church. But brethren, let us not make the mistake that virtue is all about only having that grace to lay hands on someone and pray for someone to receive his healing. Virtue is not only that, but we are going to look deeper into what virtue actually means also. Not only that. So the prophet brought in nothing but what? The flower lily. Amen. He brought that flower lily. He said, look at the lily. It comes from down in the mud. And every minute, oh, I love this. He said, every minute of the day, it has to be drawing from the earth. Every minute of the day, it has to be drawing from the earth. Oh, yes, sir. What is lily drawing from the earth? Drawing virtue. Praise the Lord. Drawing strength. Because that's where his food is stored. That's where the lily plant, his food is stored. So he has to draw it every minute of the day. Oh, praise the Lord. See, drawing what? Virtue, drawing strength, you see. So, if the lily goes down or draws strength from the source where his food is stored, what about you and me if we want virtue? Where are we going to draw? Praise the Lord. Where are we going to draw our own? From where? From the word. Amen. From the word. See. And so, that's why if the lily, he said, every minute of the day is drawing. So what must we also do? We must do the same. Hallelujah. Every time of the day, as long as we do nothing, we got to be drawing virtue. Let's go on. So you and me, we type the lily. We also go to our source to draw so that Because already we've heard that in the word said, therein dwell what? The righteousness of God. Amen. In the word. Therein. See, when Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto every man, you see, that believeth, is unto salvation. He said, therein, in the word of God, you see, is what? Is the righteousness of God. So that's where we got to go and do also draw. Amen. You remember Joshua in his commission, what he was told. You see, he was told, this book of the law, meditate upon it day and night. Don't turn to the right or to the left of it, you see. But meditate upon it day and night. You got to be drawing what virtue, because you need it to lead what to the people. Amen. So meditating therein, it becomes like what? Waiting on the Lord. Having time to wait on the Lord. Drawing virtue, see. Amen. You see, and so when the prophet says virtue means strength, when you wait on the Lord, what do you do? What does the Bible say? Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So whatever the prophet says is scripture. You see, when we read the message like this, brethren, let us go deeper. It really holds a lot. Everything is in what? Is in the Bible. See. Drawing virtue. Drawing strength. Praise the Lord. And this is by what? Waiting on the Lord. My brother, you get it? Yeah, waiting on the Lord. You'll be drawing. And that's what the Bible says. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Amen. You see. So, my brother, now the prophet says, what does it do with the virtue that it draws? The lily. What does it do with the virtue that he draws? The prophet said, it gives it out. Amen. He will be what? Meditating or waiting, drawing all this virtue, and then he does what? He gives it out.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And the prophet said, you know the lily flower? Oh, I should have gotten it. I just left my my pen drive. Know how it is, how it spreads its beauty on the surface of the water. Amen. So the prophet said, it makes a beautiful sight for the admirer.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a beautiful sight for the admirer.
Yes, sir.
It opens up itself for honey, for the bee to come and get his part freely. He said, it doesn't complain. It just got to give it out.
Amen.
Today, you know what is happening in many places? Even prayers you had to buy. Oh, yes. They are it's everywhere. When I went to Ghana, my brother went to see his church where he followed. You know what? He seen that someone from the abroad, and so he's expecting plenty money. So, you know, today those who have 50 cedis stand here to give to the Lord for prayers, 100 cedis. 500 cedis. Hey. Prayers. I'm telling you. See? Extorting. It is no virtue from God. Because if it's virtue from God, it's what? It's giving freely. Amen. It's giving freely. That's what the lily, he gave the lily as an example. He said, what does it do with the virtue that it draws? It makes a beautiful sight for the admirer. It opens up itself for honey, for the bee to come and get its part, you see. It makes a beautiful sight for the admirer. Amen. My brother, you know there is a scripture that says in Romans 10, 15, the second part, it said, how beautiful. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. Oh, maybe when you heard about the preachers, then it's only the preachers. No, sir. My brother, your life is preaching. Wherever you are preaching. Amen. We are all preachers. That's why the scripture says in Revelation 1, is that he has made us what? Kings and priests.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He has made us kings and priests.
Amen.
Everyone is a preacher. So it's not the only the one who is standing behind the pulpit. No. Every one of us. So that's why the scripture says, we must manifestly declare, the epistle of Christ. You see, written not with ink, but with the spirit of the living God in you. You see, we what? We manifestly, as we go to manifest, declaring the epistle of Christ. Not something that has been written or what you say, but that your life, so that you become what? An epistle.
Amen.
You see, epistle that is being read of all men. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You become a what? A walking epistle, a living epistle. Your life, teaching others. That's the virtue. See, that's virtue. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. So, it makes a beautiful sight. So that beautiful sight is talking about wherever you are. Everybody knows that, oh, this man is a different man. This man is a different man. Even I'm telling you, when trouble comes in your community and they are looking for suspects, and maybe the police will come harassing you, your own what? Your own neighbors say, this man, oh, this woman, no. We know him. You see? It's the beauty that, you see, that's the beauty in a man. Not the facial beauty or what we put on or whatever. But what comes out, the life, that's the beauty he's talking about. Because the life comes out of the lily to open up its petals and give out what? Honey for the bees. Where bees will come and they will just take freely and go. They pay nothing. That's what God is doing to us. We pay nothing. Look at, if God says he's stopping the breeze for just 3 minutes, you see how desperate we'll be here. But we don't observe all these things. The sunshine, it has what? Strength in it. According to science, it has what? Vitamin D. See, everything God has done. We must always give glory to him and thank him. The Lord, he is good. Always I say this thing. Yesterday night you slept. You came to a place where you never remember where you were. Just as dead. But yet, your heart was beating. The organs in you working, beating, circulating blood through your whole veins, to keep you alive. Amen. And whilst it's about daytime, he comes and wakes you up. My son, my daughter, wake up. What a God we are serving. So, our time is limited, so I don't want to go to the power side. Amen. We've looked at what? The strength. Strength, you see, the prophet said, virtue is what? Strength and power. Well, they may look like they are, the meaning being the same. Even when you look in the dictionary will just tell you strength is also like what? Power. But when we are looking at it, in the context of this, what the prophet has said, there are two things, and it's true. Strength to endure. Amen. Amen. Strength is to endure trials, tests, what all these things are virtues. The strength, you see, look at how this lily, all the bees will come just sucking the honey, everything. But yet, because he has what? That strength. Amen. It's still there. Strength to go through all kinds of trials, my brother, my sister. Amen. And then the power. Power is to what? To overcome. So we see the difference here. Next week, Lord willing, if I have to continue with it, we will look at the second part of virtue before we add in the knowledge, the third step. Amen. You see, power to overcome. Power to what? To be able to escape the corruption of this world and its lust. You know, Peter was speaking or is speaking to people that have what? Escaped the corruption of this world and its lust. And yes, there you are this morning, you are seated here. Amen. You could have been any other place, but here you are in the presence of God to begin the week in his presence. See, escaped. It needs power, the power of God to overcome. We will have scriptures next week to confirm all these things. Do you love him? Hallelujah. God richly bless you. And before, I think I have a... Yeah. We have this request here. There will be a youth committee are requesting that the youth remain in the church after service. Amen. And then we would like to, should I leave this to the preacher for this morning to introduce our visitors? Amen. Praise the Lord, because I think there are still empty seats. There may be others that will come. So I will leave this for the preacher this morning to introduce our visitors. Let's pray and commit the rest of the service into the hand. Please, sound leaders and musicians, come and take your place, please, so that we pray. Yeah. Let's have a little prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come back to you again to say thank you, Lord, for the Sunday school, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit coming down, Lord, to break the word, Lord, unto us, Lord. Father, now this main service starts, O God, and we want to worship you for all the things that, Lord, you have done. We want to esteem your name. We want to lift up your name, O God. So, Lord Jesus, we want to commit, O Lord, the musicians, the song leader, into your hands. Lord, let the Holy Spirit sweep over all the very instruments that they are going to use, Lord. And, Father, grant us an atmosphere, whereby, Lord, you can come in, O Lord, and bring your word this morning unto us, O God. And Father, we as your children, we pray that, Lord, once again, you prepare our hearts. Lord, grant us, Lord, the joy of our hearts, Lord, to lift up your name this morning, because you've done so much for us. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.